Hi, I'm DJ Rue and welcome to Chill 30, the show where you can chill out and meet with God. God is faithful. He will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear. But when you are tempted, he will also provide a way out so that you can stand up under it. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13. Have faith in God, Jesus answered. I tell you the truth. If anyone says to this mountain, go, throw yourself into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that what he says will happen, it will be done for him. Therefore, I tell you, whatever you ask for in prayer, believe that you have received it, and it will be yours. And when you stand praying, if you hold anything against anyone, forgive him, so that your Father in heaven may forgive you your sins. Mark chapter 11, verse 22 to 25. Thank you. Jesus got into the boat and went back across the lake to his own town, where some people brought to him a paralyzed man lying on a bed. When Jesus saw how much faith they had, he said to the paralyzed man, "Courage, my son, your sins are forgiven." Then some teachers of the law said to themselves, "This man is speaking blasphemy." Jesus perceived what they were thinking, so he said, "Why are you thinking such evil things? Is it easier to say, 'Your sins are forgiven,' or to say, 'Get up and walk'? I will prove to you then that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins." So he said to the paralyzed man, "Get up, pick up your bed and go home." The man got up and went home. When the people saw it, they were afraid and praised God for giving such authority to people. Matthew chapter 9, verse 1 to 8.
Thank you.
It is because of him that you are in Christ Jesus, who has become for us wisdom from God, that is, our righteousness, holiness, and redemption. Therefore, as it is written, let him who boasts, boast in the Lord. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 30 to 31. Then the Lord God took some soil from the ground and formed a man out of it. He breathed life-giving breath into his nostrils, and the man began to live. It was late Sunday evening, and the disciples were gathered together behind locked doors, because they were afraid of the Jewish authorities. Then Jesus came and stood among them. "Peace be with you," he said. After saying this, he showed them his hands and his side. The disciples were filled with joy at seeing the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father sent me, so I send you." Then he breathed on them and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit." When the day of Pentecost came, all the believers were gathered together in one place. Suddenly there was a noise from the sky, which sounded like a strong wind blowing, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting. Then they saw what looked like tongues of fire, which spread out and touched each person there. They were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to talk in other languages as the Spirit enabled them to speak. Genesis chapter 2, verse 7. John chapter 20, verse 19 to 22. Acts chapter 2, verses 1 to 4.
I call to
faith is to be sure of the things we hope for, to be certain of the things we cannot see. It was by their faith that people of ancient times won God's approval. It is by faith that we understand that the universe was created by God's word, so that what can be seen was made out of what cannot be seen. It was faith that made Abel offer to God a better sacrifice than Cain's. Through his faith, he won God's approval as a righteous man, because God himself approved of his gifts. By means of his faith, Abel still speaks, even though he is dead. It was faith that kept Enoch from dying. Instead, he was taken up to God, and nobody could find him, because God had taken him up. The scripture says that before Enoch was taken up, he had pleased God. No one can please God without faith, for whoever comes to God must have faith that God exists and reward those who seek him. It was faith that made Noah hear God's warnings about things in the future that he could not see. He obeyed God and built a boat in which he and his family were saved. As a result, the world was condemned, and Noah received from God the righteousness that comes by faith. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1-7. Jesus is our strength. He is majestic power, strong, mighty, and bold. We are secure in him. Jesus says, "Depend on me. If your weakness is committed 100% to me, you will be astonished to see what I will do through you." Thank you. You've been listening to Chill 30, brought to you by DJ Roo. Chill 30.